and these they committed to implement by the year 2015. That's 2.5 years from now. What will be the implication of all of that taking effect 2.5 years from now? Interestingly, that's just 3 to 3.5 years before the end of the 70-year generation period since the founding of Israel. You might want to ponder the implications of these numbers in this conversation today. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. Also, I want to make available to you the New World Religion. The New World Religion, you're getting for $15 to Save America Ministries. Get on our website, saveus.org. Pray for us and become a partner. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Ed Vieira, who's a lawyer who's argued cases behind in front of the highest courts in our country, and basically I've asked him to come on and talk about the heritage of America and these concepts of freedom which are so important to all of us today, and yet of course are being progressively eroded piece by piece, sometimes by our courts, other times by presidential executives, other times by Congress. And yet, of course, America was formed as a unique nation. It was formed where our founders acknowledged that government did not certainly bequeath to people and to the citizens freedom or certain rights. In our form of government, people had their rights, or they were endowed by their creator. Our rights came from God. And the purpose of our government was to limit the power, or our form of government was to limit the power of government from taking away those God-given rights. Well, I'm going to let Ed discuss the background of America's freedom, how it applies to our right to keep and bear arms, and anything else he thinks is important. Dr. Vieira, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure to be with you as always.
Well, why don't you just go up and pick the story up, because as we saw this disastrous ruling by the Supreme Court today that suddenly if they want you to do something and you don't do it, and why, of course, that somehow becomes a tax if you don't buy something, why, it's a tax. I'm not even sure what they were talking about. It certainly had nothing to do with the Constitution, other than the fact that they certainly wanted to use some sort of a justification for a national health bill. But we talk about whatever you'd like to talk about this evening.
Well, we can start with this Obama health care decision, because it strikes me as kind of paradigmatic of what's been going on for a couple of generations, maybe three generations in this country, in the systematic evisceration, destruction of constitutional limitations. And if you remember, the first justification, rationalization, really, for the Obama health bill was, well, this was the regulation of commerce. But the argument on the other side was, well, wait a minute, if people don't purchase health insurance, or any other product for that matter, they're not engaged in commerce. Sitting on my front porch watching the sunset, I'm not engaged in commerce because I'm not in any way participating in any direct action. So So they essentially gave that up, and they fell back on this theory of taxation. The theory of taxation strikes me as worse even than the theory of commercial regulation, because at least under the commerce power, the activity that they would be regulating would have to be commerce, number one, and then it would have to be among the several states, number two. So even given their perverse theory of how they would use the Commerce Clause, they would have to accept the existence of certain limitations on their power. The use of the taxing power, though, is essentially unlimited. Taxation is not restricted to commercial transactions. Theoretically, Congress can impose excises or duties or income taxes, sales taxes, whatever, on essentially anything. So what the Supreme Court has now excogitated for us is the theory of complete congressional totalitarianism. They can tell an American to do anything they want him to do, and if he or she doesn't do it, then the IRS can step in and apply some kind of financial penalty. And of course, we know taxation is not specifically limited in the Constitution. We have that decision by Chief Justice Marshall way back in the 1800s.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Vieira is simply saying that what this healthcare ruling does is turn upside down any concepts of limitations placed on the government. Now the government can tell you to do whatever they want you to do, and if you don't do it, why, they can fine you, or certainly they can, they will call it a tax, but they can bring financial penalties on you for not doing what they have requested that you do. Now, basically, it is not, ordinarily we think of a tax. It has to do perhaps with something you have bought. And this whole idea of taxes, you have, they have a right to tax automobiles if they see fit. But now you're being taxed not for what you bought, for what you acquired, but for what you haven't done. And, of course, now we see the foundation of a totally totalitarian government here in the hands of the current Obama administration, which is hardcore socialist. Would you agree? And please develop those ideas further.
Well, I think that's exactly right. If you look at taxation historically, it's always been directed to some specific activity. You're buying and selling, there's a sales tax. You're earning income, there's an gross receipts tax or an income tax, excise taxes of various kinds, duties on goods that might be brought into the country for sale. There's always participation by the taxpayer in some activity which triggers the liability for paying the tax. And therefore, taxes inherently are limited because an activity has to be specified by Congress on the one hand, and then people have to engage in that activity in order to be subject to the tax. If I refuse buy and sell certain kinds of products, right? I'm selling, say, tobacco products or alcohol, I can't be subject to tobacco taxes or alcohol taxes. So I have an opportunity to remove myself from various forms of taxation by choosing not to engage in those kinds of activities. What they've done now is to say that there's no way I can get out of this kind of control because my non-activity, which of course includes everything that you can possibly imagine that I might not do, can be made subject at the whim of Congress to their control and some kind of financial consequences, obviously negative financial consequences, because they're trying to force me into some type of behavior. Well, that's, by definition, a totalitarian system. And one can say, well, this would be a bad thing to have in Mr. Obama's hands. Well, it would be a bad thing to have in anyone's hands. I think it was Madison, says someplace in the Federalist Papers, if, you know, if men were angels, government would be unnecessary. And the real difficulty is, to first place, to give the government enough power to control the government, but then, number two, make sure there's a way to control the government. And what they have now done is remove that controlling factor because, as a practical matter, the controlling factor in the area of taxation was that I didn't have to engage in that kind of activity. I could pursue happiness in some other way. I could lead my own life, not subject to those controls, so I have an out. Now they're telling me I don't have an out in principle. And, of course, you look at the Obama administration, which is heavily freighted with people of a socialist Marxist bent. Well, who'll come after him? Perhaps someone worse. And what we have seen in constitutional devolution, constitutional destruction, since certainly the Roosevelt era, first, they did this with a Commerce Clause. They expanded the Commerce Clause from commerce actually among states, going from one state to another, to a concept that they call affecting commerce. And that could happen solely in one state, but they say, well, you're doing this in one state, but somehow or other that's going to interact with commerce in the other states. And that was a huge expansion of congressional power. And the Roosevelt administration was the first one to use it. No administration thereafter ever rescinded that interpretation, backed away from it. So Congress expanded and expanded and expanded under the Commerce Clause, and a great deal of that also went into the administrative agencies, the bureaucratic regulatory state. Well, now they've gone to this taxation theory, which, of course, inherently has no limitations whatsoever. So what can we expect will be the expansion of that in the future? Well, it will be astronomical. So I look at this and I say we have a very serious problem. And of course, the fish has rotted from the head down. The executive branch proposed this bill. Congress passed it. And now the Supreme Court, on the worst possible theory, has upheld it. All right, where does this leave us? And my view is we have to go back to, I would say, the original principle of the Constitution, which is checks and balances. That's what we've really lost. Checks and balances to the system, and the District of Columbia essentially is operating in what I would call an anarchic fashion without law at all. No legal controls on it whatsoever, except limitations that it wants to put on itself by not going to this bill or to that bill, which is essentially a matter of discretion. What is the check and balance in the system that has failed or hasn't been used? Let me put it that way. And, of course, it's the states. Our system, our federal system, is composed of not simply that government in Washington, D.C., but the 50 state governments. And then at the base of the pyramid, where the real strength of any pyramid is, we, the people. So we have this intermediate layer of government, state governments, which essentially are rolling over like a very well-trained lapdog and accepting whatever comes out of Washington. You're beginning to see some movements in various states that are what they call the state sovereignty movement or the Tenth Amendment movement, where they're passing declarations, essentially, from state legislatures, trying to reassert the principle of limited government, that only some powers were delegated by the Constitution to the general government, as the Founding Fathers would have called it, the government of Washington, D.C., and others remain either with the states or with the people. And it's those two parts of the Tenth Amendment, with the states or with the people, which really have gone into disrepute. We haven't applied them. Now you're beginning to see a reaction in the state governments. And what I think is going to be the crux of this, the fulcrum, if you will, and Archimedes said, give me a place to stand and a lever and I can move the whole world, it will be the economic crisis that's coming down the tracks at us. They cannot solve this problem in Washington, D.C., because, of course, Washington, D.C.'s Federal Reserve System is the basic cause of the problem. And the same type of banking errors, let's call it that, not prejudice, the discussion, banking errors, have occurred in Europe. That's going to spill over here into the United States. And the numbers are such, in terms of debt, that this problem cannot be solved with what some economists call the soft landing. We're going to take a very hard landing indeed. Some people predict depression. Some people predict hyperinflation. My own guess of this is, given the nature of the government in Washington and what they have to pay out to buy votes, that first you'll see a hyperinflationary event, and that will be followed very quickly by a depression, something that looks like the 1930s, except probably worse. And then you're going to have a great deal of social dislocation, civil unrest, civil disobedience, which, of course, is one of the reasons that the Department of Homeland Security and the Army's NORTHCOM operation conduct these exercises in various urban areas, because they expect that that's going to happen and they're going to try to put a lid on it. Well, the other side of that coin is the awakening of people at the local and state level that something needs to be done there by them, by their own local and state governments, if they are going to salvage something and create a basis for reconstruction after this economic tsunami hits. So for many years, I have been going around talking to state legislators saying, well, number one, we need to provide at the state level some kind of alternative currency mechanism so that if the Federal Reserve System, I shouldn't say if, when the Federal Reserve System melts down, in whichever direction it collapses, we are not going to be left without a monetary unit that works and therefore without a price structure that works. This is the frightening thing about the present situation. If this monetary system comes down, Federal Reserve unit being world reserve currency, it's going to derange the entire price structure. And the price structure in the market is what causes rational allocation of resources turned into products, turned into consumption. And this is a society that depends upon very complicated chains of resource extraction, production, distribution, consumption. And that all works because we have a rational price structure. You can give prices to the different goods and services, and so you know how to allocate resources in a rational fashion. But that's monetary prices. So those prices depend upon a working monetary system, a sound monetary system. When that monetary system breaks down, the price structure breaks down, and the entire economic system breaks down with it, and we are not living in an agrarian society where we're more or less self-sufficient at the local level. I mean, food in many places coming from 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles away, gasoline, whatever, you name it, they have a very complicated distribution system. So we're really not in a position to kind of weather a monetary collapse because we're simply not prepared to provide ourselves in most places in this country with really the basics of life. So this has been my first proposal to the state legislative people. We can set this kind of thing up at the state level, and we can do it actually with off-the-shelf technology. And what I'm talking about here is a gold, silver, what they call electronic system, where you have gold and silver in a state depository, and people receive some kind of debit card so they can deal in the same way they do now, electronically. They don't have to carry coins around with them. And it can be reduced in terms of the unit down to very, very small amounts, so we can actually make small change with silver and gold. And the whole thing is extremely stable. It's been proven. It's worked in the private sector. There are a number of these systems that are out there already. States can simply pick this up, license the technology, put it into effect. And my guess is within 30 to 60 days after you pass such a statute, at least the system would be online. Whether people would use it or not is another question. That would depend upon stability of the Federal Reserve System. But you would have essentially a monetary insurance policy set up. That's step one. And then step two, there's going to be a great deal of social dislocation no matter what we do, because the level of debt is just beyond any conception of stabilization. And when that happens, how are we going to deal with these dislocations at the local and state level?
Hold that thought, Ed. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and, of course, Dr. Vieira is simply pointing out that what we need is a potential alternative financial system in case the current one breaks down. And I can tell you that it's going to break down. I mean, we have a national debt, the real national debt, about $81 trillion, and that doesn't take into account all the derivatives now, which are now the responsibility of the federal government, because our major bank, CMC, transferred the hundreds of trillions of dollars, several hundred trillion dollars of their responsibility for the insurance policies they wrote, which they don't have any money to actually pay off in case there's a catastrophe. So they transferred that to the federal government. We are going to have a financial crisis. We need an alternative, at least ready to come in so we can have a means of buying and selling when the current system breaks down. And the second thing, of course, that Dr. Pierre is talking about is the necessity of having local militias ready and trained to take care of natural disasters. And whether it would be civil unrest or whether it be something like Hurricane Katrina. So they're looking to the federal government for help. You're going to find out you're dealing with total incompetence, basically. People came from all over the region there, to Orleans. They wanted to help the people trapped on the roofs of buildings. The federal government wouldn't allow them to go in, and people died because the federal government officials said, you can't go in. And they ran a totally authoritarian system for a number of days. They had the supplies. They wouldn't bring them down. They had their Blackwater thugs going from door to door collecting guns, forcing people out of their homes, which were not threatened with flooding. And we saw total incompetence on the part of the federal government. Do you really want jackbooted federal officials coming into your area if there's a crisis? That's what the state militias were ready for, and certainly the National Guard was part of it. But we sent those overseas to fight for freedom over in Afghanistan, killing Iraq, killing Afghanistan civilians, and certainly in, going into Iraq. That's where our National Guard was over there, killing civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. Our National Guard should be home protecting our communities, and yet we do not have an adequate local militia, which was what this was about. Pick up the story there, Ed.
Well, I would just make a distinction here with the National Guard. If you actually understand the history of the National Guard, the National Guard is an adjunct of the Army. And constitutionally, the National Guard consists of the troops that the states can raise in time of peace with the consent of Congress. It's Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution. That is not the militia. The militia is an entirely separate thing. And we know this. The simplest fact is the National Guard people are essentially volunteers. They enlisted men sign a contract, and the officers take an oath to this system, but they are not draftees, whereas the militia structure encompasses everybody. Everyone who can participate physically and mentally is given something commensurate with his ability to do. And the importance of this kind of a structure is that if you look at a country this big, especially if we have a nationwide calamity, which is an economic collapse of a depressionary or hyperinflationary event would be, the untoward circumstances, the problems, are going to be radically different in different parts of the country. The problems that will occur in urban environments will be different from suburban and rural and so forth and so on. And so one of the great difficulties you have with looking at this from a top-down perspective is what's called the problem of rational economic calculation, which is an informational problem. Information has to seep up somehow to the top of the pyramid, to Janet Napolitano's office, if you will, draw a picture of it. And then people up there have to make some kind of decision, and then they have to send down the pyramid their directives. And by the time that information gets from the top, from the bottom to the top, and back from the top to the bottom, situation's changed. Decisions in any kind of crisis have to be made on the spot by the people who have all the information and are there to take action. That can't be done in a country this big on the basis of centralization in Washington, D.C. And this is a reason, actually, why we have these economic crises, because we put decision-making power in the hands of a few people in the Federal Reserve System, for instance, and they're totally incapable of getting sufficient information to be able to run that system in a rational way for a country this large, or, for that matter, for the world reserve currency status that they're claiming. So we're looking at something that really is, in one sense, an impossibility, and then, of course, on the other side, it's a violation of the constitutional structure that we've been given. And that constitutional structure was not given because the Founding Fathers had nothing better to do. They wanted to leave the security aspect, the control aspect, in the hands of whom? Not a central government far away in Washington, D.C., or wherever it would have been at that time, but in the hands of local people. And if you look at the one place where the word security appears in the United States Constitution, which we talked about, Homeland Security, that's the mantra, right?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And Dr. Pierre is simply pointing out that we need an organized state militia. And this would be, of course, every citizen who would be subject to being called up by the governor, not by the federal government, but there would be a plan in case of a major catastrophe. Every plan would be at the state level, and there would be facilities, there would be certainly the supplies would be needed, the medical supplies. There would be at least a plan to do something. You can't do this when you're dealing with a nation of over 300 million people, but you can do it on a state level. Probably in a state the size of ours, we should have about 10 regions, and each one of those regions would have a plan and supplies and be ready to act when catastrophe comes. And ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you catastrophe is coming. I've talked to people in the know, and they tell me that they are really very concerned about civilian unrest coming sometime in the not-too-distant future. I will tell you that I have this from several intelligence people that worked for our intelligence agencies. They were told a couple of years ago to get out of the country. There are going to be real problems, and I know several who have already left. These are people who have contacts in Washington, D.C. There's nothing you and I can do other than to try to get some sort of an organization locally to begin to look after the function of government locally. Either that or we will be living in a totalitarian dictatorship regulated from Washington, D.C. by Barack Obama. Go right ahead, Dr. Vieira.
And the regulation from Washington, D.C. under these crisis conditions will be chaotic. Let's understand that. These people are not going to be able to come in from the Department of Homeland Security and cure these problems. They may be able to come in and repress local freedoms, but they're not going to be able to cure the problems.
And we saw that so beautifully in New Orleans. I mean, a year afterwards, they still had, tens of thousands of people in trailers, which, of course, reeked of formaldehyde. How could you possibly buy 100,000 trailers that reeked of formaldehyde that is toxic and will damage the health permanently? Only the federal government could do something like that. And was it inadvertent? Well, there were mostly blacks in those trailers. Maybe we shouldn't be concerned, or maybe we should be concerned because all people are children of God. But this is government efficiency, many months later, people were all over the country, having been sent there by the federal government with no place to return to. Go right ahead, Ed. We do not want the federal government taking care of us if there is a catastrophe. If that's the best they could do with one community, what would you do with a nationwide disaster?
And as I say, Dr. Monkey, it's when they knew what was happening. This was not something that no one expected. Right? We're talking about essentially a planned catastrophe in the sense that they were well aware of what was coming, and they still couldn't respond to it with all these resources that they supposedly have developed at the federal level. Now, what I'm talking about in terms of revitalizing the militia, because we're not talking about, no, I'm not talking about private organizations or private groups doing it. The militia are constitutional institutions. They're part of the state government. The Constitution calls them the militia of the several states. They are not private entities at all. A statute could easily be drafted, and of course we have to get people into the right mindset. So you don't pass a statute that does everything, on the first day. I would do it by setting up revitalization organizations within each county, let's say. Here in Virginia, that's county government. And put the initial onus for organization on that county board of supervisors. And set up a kind of committee of safety organization within the county government that would look to the organization first of volunteers, because we want to bring people into this with the least amount of pain. So I'm sure that we would find plenty of volunteers who would be willing to start the process. And then most other people would simply be told, well, you can get an exemption for this year. Pay $25, you'll get an exemption. You're going to be required to take a couple of self-defense courses, emergency response courses, CPR, Red Cross, or whatever. We have a smorgasbord of courses that you can take, a couple of hours a night for a week just to give you some basic training. You pay your $25, and you will be exempted from any other activity, but we'll take that $25 of yours, and we'll put it into the county militia fund to develop what I call independent companies, which is the way this was done in the colonial period, made up of volunteers primarily, and some public officials, And they would begin to devise, essentially experimental basis, what is needed in that particular county. And then as they came up with the appropriate responses to the particular threats, dangers that were involved in that area, then the local government would expand the militia structure and bring more people into it, so that year two, now you might have to take two or three other courses, and some of your time you would have to spend working as an adjunct with one of these independent companies in your area of skill, and then they'd begin to set up more and more regular companies. Pretty soon, within 4 or 5 years, you'd have the entire county organization set up and ready to go based upon what the perceived threats in your particular area. As far as the monetary aspect of this, we could get it all set up in 30 to 60 days. You pass a statute, adopt the alternative currency. The only thing that the state has to do is to set up a fiscal depository where the gold and silver would be placed, and that would be under the control of the militia. We can find plenty of people who are capable, competent to do that. And the state would then take some of this off-the-shelf technology, electronic gold, electronic silver technology, which has been tested in international markets. It works. We know how this thing functions. We essentially license that technology. Within 30 to 60 days, everyone in the community from 18 upwards goes on the Internet or makes a phone call or goes into his local county office building, fills out the form, and he gets an account. And a week later, a debit card appears in the mail for this person. Now, he doesn't have to use this system, but we would encourage people to take some of the money they have at the bank, convert it into gold and silver in the state depository so they're capable of using that system. Then the businessmen, who are also members of the militia, so this is being members of the militia is how we can require them to do this. We say, you folks, within 30 days, 60 days, whatever it is, we want you to come up with an alternative system of prices for all your goods and services. You post prices in your store and Federal Reserve notes, that's fine, and for the same products, you're going to have a gold or a silver price. And we're not going to require you actually to engage in transactions. That's up to you and your customer if you want to do it. But we're going to require you to set up this price structure. And it's very easy because you're tied in electronically to the depository, and every, you know, like 5 minutes, we'll give you the updates on what the correct prices are. And most businessmen are operating on an electronic system with barcodes and all the rest of it. So the technology is there. Now, if a crisis occurs, theoretically, everyone is now capable of using this alternative currency. We have an existing price structure in the alternative units of gold and silver. We can walk away from a collapsed Federal Reserve system. We don't have to deal with that anymore. If, on the other hand, Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Geithner, whoever it is in the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, somehow manage to salvage the Federal Reserve system as a workable operation, well, then this alternative currency system sits there like an insurance policy. And as I tell people, I've been driving a car since when? 1960. Long time. I've been in a number of accidents, but never one that I caused. People have hit me, but I've never hit anyone. But the day may come when I run over the little blind girl in the wheelchair on the crosswalk. It can't happen. So I have several hundred thousand dollars worth of liability insurance, for which I pay a hefty fee to the auto company. I do that every year, religiously, if you will. Because I understand that it's certainly possible that I could have a very serious accident of that kind. Well, that's just me as an individual. What about a whole state and a whole country without an insurance policy? Would anyone that you know, Dr. Stan, go off driving without an automobile policy? I mean, even if he could, even if the state law didn't require him to have an automobile insurance policy, would that be a prudent thing to do given the nature of our roads and drivers on them? Of course not. And yet we're walking around in this fog with no fallback position with respect to a monetary and banking system, which everyone in the world who is paying any attention knows is inherently unstable and is about to go into crisis. Little girls in Bangladesh who walk by an internet cafe and look in the window can get that kind of information from these various financial websites. And yet here we are, the average person in America has no fallback protective position. Why? Because his leadership has not given it to him. The people in Washington don't want to give it to us because they don't want to give us an alternative to the Federal Reserve. But And the people at the local and state level, certainly the state level, have looked at this as a matter of something which the Treasury in Washington is supposed to solve, Federal Reserve is supposed to solve this, IMF is supposed to solve this, but the state government has nothing to do with it. Wrong. The state government is the front line protector of the people in that state. Because we know constitutionally the powers of the government in Washington are limited and enumerated. It's the powers of the states that are broad and general. And the states have what has been known in constitutional law parlance as the, what they call the police powers. The power to protect the public health, safety, welfare, economic security, and on, you make up your own laundry list there. And here we're talking about a crisis which could literally eviscerate the entire economy of the United States, and when that goes, of course, the economy of every state and locality will go with it. And there is precisely no plan in place. So I've been going around for the last few years essentially knocking on doors with these state legislators telling them, listen, you have the responsibility to do this. And it's not something that's that difficult to do. We have the technology. It works. It's been proven in the private sector, in the furnace of competition. This is not some pie-in-the-sky idea. You can set it up very cheaply. The only cost would be having a depository, which is essentially a large safe, right? So you get a banking building with a large safe in it, and now you're in business. And somebody to set up the website, a couple of IT gurus to handle this for you. And then you produce your debit cards to the various members of the militia. And within, as I say, 60, 90 days of the passage of the statute, that state is capable of self-sufficiency in the monetary field. And the beauty of the electronic system is that you can deal not only within the state, but across borders, interstate, internationally. This can be done and is done through the Internet. So it's not a matter of setting up some kind of a system that would be localized within, you know, small-town USA, but couldn't be used anywhere else. If small-town USA or the county government or the state government would have set this up, it could deal internationally with this system, with the forms of money which historically have always been proven to be sound in the final analysis, gold and silver. We're not tied to debt currency. We're not tied to emissions of currency from banks. We're not tied to fiat currency coming out of the Treasury Department. Gold and silver recognized throughout the world. Transactions can occur instantaneously on the Internet. And the beauty of it is that it is locally controlled. Each state government and the militia, people themselves, that is, are in control of that state depository. So the monetary system is something that is not going to be subject to political manipulation from outside of that state. And we assume that if the people are in control of their own state depository, they're not going to be politically manipulating it. You're not going to try and weaken your own system. Right? And the only problem I've had with this is not some kind of a counter-argument that says can't be done, because there isn't really. It's what I would call the sloth of your typical state legislator. They just don't want to do the work. They don't want to look at this. They want to live in the dream world that somehow or other we're going to muddle through because Washington will solve these problems. Not looking at the fact that the problems, that the more Washington is involved in, the worse the problems become. If you were saying we had $80-something trillion debt, well, in 2006, people can look this up. Professor Kotlikoff, professor at Boston University, professor of economics, and he has a website now. In 2006, he wrote a paper for, interestingly enough, one of the Federal Reserve Banks, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Well, he did a calculation based on all of the unfunded liabilities, the contingent liabilities, so forth and so on. And at that particular point in time, 2006, it was $75 trillion. 18 months ago, I think it was, he did another calculation, updated it, with, I think it was UN figures or IMF figures, and he came up with over $200 trillion in liability. Well, that's unpayable. Forget the derivatives. I mean, the derivatives add trillions and trillions and trillions more. $200 trillion. Absolutely unpayable. So anyone who says that this debt crisis is not going to hit us, like a freight train coming down the tracks at high speed, is delusional. It's coming. There's no way we can avoid it. There's no way we can prevent it from doing us serious damage. We now have to mitigate that damage. We have to take whatever steps are necessary to minimize the damage and then to be able to rebuild from what happens. If you have an economic depression, a lot of people are going to be out of work. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to find work, but we have to regenerate, re-energize the local economy. And that's one of the things that a militia structure could do, because I would see some of these independent companies, we'd get some intellectuals in there, and that's what that independent company would do. In our county, what are we going to do to generate jobs? What are we going to do in the interim to deal with those people who can't find employment, but we have somehow to stabilize their lives? They're not going to eat cat food in the dark, right? We have an obligation, each of us, to the rest of us. So we have plenty of people throughout this country who, if we simply energized them and gave them the tools and gave them the institutional structure, could begin working on these problems so that when the crisis actually hits, we can, as much as possible, minimize its impact and then rebuild, which is going to be the major problem, obviously, in the long run, is rebuilding the American economy. And who's going to direct that? Who's going to give us that tool, I should say? And that has to be the state legislature. It's not coming out of Congress. There's no way we can get control of Congress to put in these kinds of reforms. Well, there's no way we can get control of probably the legislature of California or Massachusetts, New York. I mean, some of these states are gone, right, in terms of the ability of those legislatures to do anything intelligent. But my view is, if one or two states put this kind of a program into play, other states would look at it and they'd say, my God, this works.
And, of course, the thing is, it's not really a matter of if this is going to happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. Ed,
right.
I'm sure you have a website. Where would people go to get more information on this?
Well, if you go to News with Views, one word, newswithviews.com.
Newswithviews.com.
And look in the contributor list on the homepage. The left-hand side is a list of contributors. And my name will be down there somewhere. Click on that, you'll get my entire archive going back to when I started warning people about this, 2005. And they can just read from the bottom up. And most of these ideas are laid out there, and there'll be links to other materials that I put out. And if you look me up, Edwin Vieira, through Google, one of the other web search engines, you'll probably find a great deal of ancillary material, because I've given talks here and there, and most of that stuff has been recorded, and it's been put up.
And I think it's so vitally important you understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the sort of thing you're going to hear ordinarily, but we have to start making plans. It's not if this is going to happen. It's when it's going to happen. There is no way this can continue going on.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, and certainly that was Dr. Edward Piero. He's an internationally known lawyer. He's had cases before the United States Supreme Court, and we're very fortunate to have him. Basically, we have to have a monetary system, and the current one is going to collapse. Now, what you may be interested in, and nobody's telling you, is just this last week, why the Federal Reserve System, the Bureau of the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, has actually advocated that banks begin keeping gold and silver as part of their phase one tier or tier one assets. What does that mean? It means they know the whole system is coming down and they want to have some gold and silver behind our monetary system, realizing the whole thing is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. The fact that you haven't heard that they suddenly, this last week, and you can check it on the internet, this last week they've suggested that part of the tier one assets of the bank's reserves, up to 20%, can be kept in gold or silver as of the last week. And if that's true, why haven't you heard about it? Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. Now, what somebody had called in wanted to know the meaning of the Supreme Court decision on health care. It means we're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. It means that freedom, as we know it, is no longer supported by the United States Supreme Court. Justice Roberts was actually appointed by George W. Bush, who is a hardline leftist, just as his father was. But remember, George W. Bush was a member of the secret society Skull and Bones. He was a member of the secret society, the Bohemian Grove. His father was a member of the Skull and Bones, Sidney of the former director of the CIA, the Bohemian Grove, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. George W. Bush was one of the major conspirators of modern times, and his son simply appointed Sidney Justice Roberts, who destroyed with one decision all of the restrictions placed upon the government over the lives of the American people. We are moving towards a totalitarian dictatorship in America. We're moving towards chaos in America. We're moving towards financial collapse, and you better start making preparations. Remember, think globally, but act locally. Get started talking to the people in your local government. Get started getting local organizations together. Start watching the voting system. Start doing exit polls whenever there's an election and compare it with the so-called electronic voting machines. And then start reporting, as really is the case, so many of our elections are rigged. So many of our elections are rigged. And people who talk about that get into all sorts of trouble. But when there are enough of us doing it, why, of course, they're not going to be able to come after all of us. Because remember what happened to Tim Russert when he asked George W. Bush and John Kerry about the secret society they both belonged to, Skull and Bones. Well, both of them said, the society is so secret, I can't discuss it. They're running for president, and they belong to a society that's so secret, they can't discuss it. And before long, Tim Russert was dead. Why, you're saying that couldn't be. But ladies and gentlemen, George Wallace said that there's no difference, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sent an assassin to kill him. Bobby Kennedy was going to be the Democrat nominee in 1968, and they had him killed. And Saran did not kill him. Cindy. Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. Saran Saran was in front. We have a book on the murder of John Kennedy and a 4-CD set. And, of course, Ross Perot. Ross Perot dropped out of the presidential primary because he found out there was a contract on his life and the life of his family. We actually interviewed one of the assassins assigned that job. His name is Chip Tatum. It's in a 4-CD set entitled Deadly Assassins. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you if you can possibly help Radio Liberty. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills, from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And or I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we'd hope we were going to have Cheryl Hancock, who is, of course, our representative over there in the Holy Land, and a tour coming back home here on a nationwide speaking tour. But something has come up I'm not sure, but anyway, it doesn't look like we're going to have Cheryl Hancock. I'm going to keep asking our producer to keep calling the number if he can, but we're going to have to do open lines because we have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have something you'd like to talk about, perhaps you'd like to talk about the Supreme Court decision on health care. Perhaps you'd like to talk about what Ed Vieira was talking about during the last hour, and that is having an alternative financial system when the Federal Reserve System collapses. Perhaps you'd like to talk about the importance of a militia. Perhaps you'd like to talk about what's really going on over in Europe. And certainly the ultimate plan behind everything going on, because most of what you are being told today is simply not true. You're being told, oh my goodness, we're going to have elections in Greece to see what the people there want, and that there's a lot of people want to pull out of the euro, but other people want to stay in because they know the catastrophic events that will take place if Greece does pull out. And ladies and gentlemen, there was no way the election was going to allow the Greeks to vote their conscience. They rig elections in Greece. They rig elections in Germany. They rig elections in England and the United States. They rig elections all over the world. That's what democracy is all about. And so this last week, on Dan Rather, and he actually, after he was fired from CBS, he got a job with another network, and we watch his programs, and basically my son records, and we watch him on Monday evening. They were talking about certainly several elections, either two or three elections in Florida. And in all those elections, when, of course, they got the electronic vote in, why one candidate had won, certainly overwhelmingly. And the electronic vote said the candidate had won. But when they recounted the votes by hand, in each instance, why, of course, the candidate who had been elected electronically didn't win the election at all. They had somehow manipulated the electronics so that the man who did not get sufficient votes won, and the one who really had the votes on the paper ballots when they were recounted, he was actually victorious. So basically they rigged the elections in the United States, and telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're going to have to be doing open lines since our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to have you call in. Otherwise, you're going to have to hear a monologue for the full hour. So basically, of course, you have to understand, and nobody wants to talk about it, but they do rig elections. In fact, if you go up on the look at some of the programs that we have had, people there have actually recorded the testimony of people who testified before the state legislature that they were paid to write software legislation to rig elections. Not imaginary, real, right here in the United States. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Unfortunately, our regularly scheduled guest isn't with us, so we have Michael calling from Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are we doing? Michael, how are we doing?
We're doing great.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I was wondering, have you ever did a TV show or anything like that?
Well, we do DVDs all the time. In years in past, I was invited to be on various shows. We did a program, not too long ago, where I was, they flew me back to New York City, and I was to talk about the Statue of Liberty. And then, of course, after I'd done all the study on the Statue of Liberty, they changed the script at the last minute, and they introduced me in front of the big obelisk there in the Central Park of New York City, and talking with three skeptics. And it wasn't a very rewarding program. I'll do a nationwide television, usually after I'm invited on nationwide television, the host is fired. That happened one time when I was asked to come on and talk about the AIDS epidemic, and there was a young lady did an excellent, excellent job, up-and-coming career. And because she invited me onto her program, she lost her contract. That was the end of her television career. But basically, most of what I do is I do talks, and they are put onto DVDs, and you'll see a lot of those on our website at radioliberty.com. Certainly we're not regularly invited on TV. We do a lot of radio, but very few people today will invite us to come onto television.
So they got that much control where they don't want to mess with you. Me and my wife, we were wanting to get your address so maybe that we could send you a rather large check to help you with what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to give my address out here, but if you'll just hang on afterwards, why we'll have Herman get you the address. Is that okay? Or could I suggest probably easier to call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll certainly appreciate your help and support because, right now we could, let me put it this way, we could certainly use it. Anything else, Michael?
Is that
544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You still there?
I sure am.
Yeah, we just want to tell you we really appreciate everything you're doing. And, it takes a lot of, I don't know what the word would be, but I would probably say guts to stand up to all this. And, you're really laying your life on the line. And we really appreciate that because we believe in everything you're doing, and we're active in a lot of different things ourselves. We're actively engaged in this, and there's definitely everything you're saying is true. And because we're having a war going on over here where we're at here, and there's definitely an enemy, and they have a lot of money and a lot of power, and they're up to stuff that we don't agree with.
Well, they sure are. These are wicked and evil people. And what people really don't understand is certainly people point out and can name all of the secret societies, not one but a number of them, but they're all bound together by a common allegiance to the prince of this world, and they're working to further his plan, which of course is that of the unholy trinity. As we have a holy trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we have an unholy trinity, Satan, the false prophet, and certainly the Antichrist, and that is the unholy trinity. And all of these secret organizations are tied into that. Their goal is a world government, a world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and then they bringing the Antichrist to power. Of course, they're going to call him the world leader, but it is really the Antichrist. This is what it's about. But the average individual can't connect the dots and see the relationship, what's unfolding politically, and, Chris, what's a whole unfolding spiritually today. And that is the one advantage we have and why I do what I do 5 hours a day.
Have you ever thought about doing a memoir?
Well, we've written a couple of books. We have my book on AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. We have my book of The Brotherhood of Darkness. But I'm not important. I mean, this is not about me. It's about the ideas. It's about the spiritual forces. And so maybe someday when I get old, I'll do a memoir. But right now, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing and trying to keep abreast of the unfolding events. Incidentally, if you want to get our post office box, it's post office box 999 in SoCal. That's SOQUEO. It's post office box 13. In SoCal, California, 950, post office box 13. Why don't you use post office box 999 in SoCal, California, 95073. Post office box 999 of SoCal, California, 95073. Okay?
Okay. We appreciate that. We'll get something right out to you.
God bless you. We really appreciate it, Michael. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's going to be open lines because our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. And we got Bob calling from Michigan as well. What part of Michigan are you calling from, Bob?
I'm calling from the heart of Michigan here, the capital city, Lansing, and I'm listening to a great radio station, AM 1390.
Right, well, we're just so fortunate to be on that station. So we've got good coverage in Michigan. We also have another station over there in Flint that carries the same program. Do you have a question or comment you'd like to make?
Yeah, a couple items. Last time I was on, after me, another guy called in, and he recommended I read a book by Bo Gripe called The Serve. And I just wanted to let him know, if he's listening tonight, that that's on my bookshelf, and I read it many years ago.
What do you think of that book?
I was a little skeptical. I don't know what to make of all this stuff. You know, I was, I just don't know what to think. Dr. Stan, you know, when people start saying that our government's dealing drugs and the CIA is a drug dealer and,
well, you see, basically, it's not our government. There is another government, one we don't control. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. We have CIA that's really working to protect America, but everything is compartmentalized, and there are divisions within the CIA that are actively involved in the drug traffic. We actually have a four-tape set with 6 interviews with different people who actually have been involved with our government drug programs. Certainly have my interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson, who wrote the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and it goes into the men we left behind in Vietnam, and her husband is William Stevenson. And certainly William would have nothing to do with the book Monica, his wife, was writing, because she said that the CIA was involved in drugs. And he sort of scoffed at her until one evening he had one of his friends from MI6 over. William Stevenson is one of the most famous writers of modern times. And William said to this friend from MI6, you know, British intelligence, my crazy wife thinks that the CIA is involved in drugs. And the fellow from MI6 said, well, of course it is. Everybody in the world knows that. And so it was at that point that William changed his mind, and he co-authored the book of Kiss the Boys Goodbye with his wife. But go up on the internet, you'll find it really is true. The CIA is involved in the drug trafficking. The CIA today is financing the war over there in Syria. We're actually financing Al-Qaeda there. As incredible as it seems, we have in Afghanistan today 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops. We're paying the salaries on most of it. We have 100,000 contractors. We're paying the salaries of 350,000 Afghan troops, and there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. How could that possibly be? Go up at the internet on your search engine and simply type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members Al-Qaeda. That's Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members Al-Qaeda. You'll find what I'm telling you is true. You don't want to think of it. You don't want to believe it's true, but it really is. Why do you think we need half a million men to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda?
Well, Dr. Stein, the reason I called you tonight was a different question.
Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, I love Dr. James Kennedy's ministry. You remember him, of course. And, but one thing that I wish he would have done differently, I wish he would have been prepared, his ministry would have been prepared for his loss, or, you know, his passing. And so, you know, I hope I'm not out of line here. I want to ask you to start, you know, training someone, get someone to sit in with you every night or every other night and start training, you know, maybe a replacement for you just in the event that we needed that so we don't lose this great resource that surely there's somebody that you could disciple. And,
well, I had somebody that I really was training, but his wife didn't want. It's hard to find a wife that will certainly put up with the demands that what we do. Fortunately, God has been good to me and given me a wife who will stand beside me, but so many wives object to their husbands being involved. And I would love to find a good man who could really take over when I'm not here. And, but right now, I really haven't been able to find somebody. It's not that I'm not looking, but of course, it's just that we haven't been able to find someone. But I appreciate your concern, and let's hope that God will preserve me until we can find somebody to take over, okay?
Amen. If there's not another call, I do have one more question.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, and now this one I'm a little bit uncomfortable asking, look, you know, you used the term Brotherhood of Darkness, and I really like that term. I have adopted it myself. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a local radio program myself on AM 1390 here. I'm doing a half an hour once a week.
Great.
And in fact, today I talked about your program, how great it was, and told people to tune in at 11 p.m. But
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan. That was Bob calling from Michigan. Thanks so much for calling. And our telephone number thanks so much for calling, Bob. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines because our regularly scheduled guests didn't show up, so it's up to you to call in. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have Ed calling from Aptos. Hi, Ed. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Newsletter by William Gehrig is wonderful. I got yesterday. If only people would spend that lousy $10 get that book of yours, Brotherhood of Darkness. I had a question. If you could talk about General Smedley Butler and his book, War is a Racket, and to be redundant, could you explain to me again why the Hippocratic Oath does not taught the doctors, kind of like, why don't they teach the children the golden rule that we can all take the answer to this? Thank you, Dr.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. No, what I didn't quite understand the Hippocratic Oath and the Golden Rule.
Why isn't the Hippocratic Oath taught to doctors?
Why isn't the Hippocratic Oath taught to doctors? Okay, fine. Well, let's talk about General Smedley Butler. And General Smedley Butler was the most decorated Marine hero. He was a major general. And he fought in so many of the various wars that we had. You know, so they, during early part of the 20th century, the 1900s, and he fought in the Philippines, and he fought in South America, and he fought in World War One, and it was certainly about 1933. When he was actually retired, he was actually approached by a group of very wealthy people who wanted him to lead a revolution and take over control of the federal government. Of course, he would not do that, even though he didn't like the people in government. He would not betray his nation, and he reported that to high officials, and nothing ever came of it. Of course, we're talking about people affiliated with the Morgans and the central banks. They wanted a revolution in America. During the 1930s, during the regime of FDR. But basically, Major General Smedley Butler, after having fought in World War One and having fought in all these other wars, finally came to the conclusion that war is a racket. That basically they're fought to further the profits of the people who manufacturers manufacture war equipment, manufacture munitions, manufacture gunpowder, and certainly that when we were fighting certainly in the Philippines, we weren't fighting for freedom or idealism. We were fighting for special interest groups. And this is what World War One was all about. And that's absolutely true. There was no reason for America to have gone into World War One. And certainly Major General Smedley Butler wrote a book called War is a Racket. There's a shortened version of that on my website. And if you simply go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty, Smedley Butler, War is a Racket, you can pull it down. And basically he summarizes this in a couple of in about 8 pages. Why war is wrong, and of course nothing has changed since then. We were manipulated into World War II, and you must understand that there were 100 American corporations over in Hitler's Germany, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, IT&T, IBM, Exxon, 100 American corporations, American banks, Brown Brothers, Harriman, led by a man named Prescott Bush. The banks were financing Hitler. The American corporations were building the weapons. When I went through Colonel House's papers at Georgetown University in 1980, I came across a letter from Ambassador William Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, and he asks, why are 100 American corporations here building the weapons of war for the Nazis? Remember, when Hitler came to power in 1933, the German army was largely simply non-existent. And yet 3 years later, he was able to invade the Rhineland, and 2 years after that, Austria and the Sudetenland. How was he able to do it? The American corporations built the weapons for him. American and British banks financed Hitler's efforts. And of course, after the war, of course, it was the American intelligence agencies that brought 1,000 Nazi war criminals to America under Operation Paperclip and helped between 10 and 50,000 Nazi war criminals to escape to South America in something known as the RAT line, R-A-T line. Martin Bormann was there, and Hitler was there. Hitler, I believe, survived, and we covered for him as we did for Martin Bormann and the others. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. It's open line, so we welcome your calls. We've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Hi. I was wondering about the, on this health care legislation, if basically this is requiring anybody, regardless of income, if they work, to either purchase this or pay this tax. Is this basically what this is doing, is causing anybody that earns any kind of, let's say you made $10 an hour, would they be forcing you to purchase the insurance from these companies?
Well, basically, Chris, what this is to get a lot of healthy people into the healthcare insurance company. The healthcare insurance companies love this because they're going to make a lot of money. And, Chris, they're going to bring a lot of young people who don't take out healthcare insurance or willing to take the gamble. They're going to be forced to join in this. And, of course, the employer are going to be forced to actually provide the healthcare insurance. And, basically, it is going to be great for the insurance companies. They're going to make a lot of money off of this. They're solidly behind it. But, Chris, what it's going to do is bring ever more regulation and control over the practice of medicine. They want to cut the doctor's salaries 31%. They've already cut the doctors down to bare bones. I will tell you that more and more doctors are dropping out of medicine all the time. They want to, Chris, have the practice of medicine controlled by those smart people in Washington, D.C. who gave us Katrina, and they want me to have their death panels. They do not want to provide health care for the elderly. They want to let them die. Right now they're doing so many things that are hazardous to the health of the American people because of the Federal Drug Administration, because of the federal regulations. And it is the reason that health care is so expensive today is because of the government interference in the health care delivery system. This is going to be a total disaster. And they know that. It's going to cost the federal government about $1.5 trillion that we don't have. And, of course, every government program always costs 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 times as much as we've been told. In 1965, President Johnson was told that Medicare by 1990 would cost $9 billion. And he said, well, gee, we can afford $9 billion to provide health care to the American people. Well, Chris, by 1990, it wasn't $9 billion, it was $90 billion. Today, Medicare costs about $560 billion. And then, of course, we have Medicaid on top of that. And, of course, we have now another 78 million Americans retiring in the next 19 years. It's going to bring the system down, and they know that. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy the practice of medicine because Barack Obama hates America. He's a disciple of a woman named Piven. And suddenly there was a man named Cloward, and he was married to a woman named Piven in 1960s. They were hardcore socialists, and they said the way to destroy America and the capitalist system is to destroy it economically. And we'll do this by providing all these wonderful welfare benefits, and who could be against helping people, and we will spend America into oblivion. George W. Bush actually ran up a $4 trillion debt in 8 years. Barack Obama has run up a $5.6 trillion deficit in 3.5 years. What do you think he's doing, what he's doing? He wants to destroy America because he's an evil man and he hates America. Does that answer your question?
I just don't like the idea that you would have to buy anything, that the government can say you have to buy something.
You're absolutely right, and basically it's unconstitutional. Well, daily, of course, a tax is you get taxed on something that you buy. This instance, you get taxed on something you don't buy, and because you refuse to buy it, you're going to be taxed on it. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people basically don't need help. I mean, everybody at a certain point needs health insurance, but a lot of people don't really care whether they have it or not. They just want to live their lives as they choose.
Well, basically,
and so it's really, yeah, it's trying to bring people in to participate in their system.
Well, Bill, I believe people should have health insurance, but you should have a catastrophic health insurance. If you are a young person, why you should have a $10,000 deductible or $20,000 deductible policy, and then have a catastrophic insurance that'll pick up the health costs above that. Let me tell you that the government has created a system intentionally designed to drive the cost of health care up. I talked to a friend of mine today who had good insurance. Basically, what had happened, though, he had a severe type of pneumonia, and he had to be taken to another state for treatment. He had a supplement bill, a supplement insurance policy that covered insurance, but only in his state. Basically, he was moved from Nevada. He was moved from Nevada to California. They saved his life. He was in the hospital for about 3 months. And he ran out of Medicare. The supplement didn't cover him. And he's at 67 years old, and it broke him financially. We need supplement insurance. But the reason that this is happening is because they are intentionally running up the cost. Everything the federal government does, and we could spend a whole evening telling you how they've intentionally increased the cost of medicine. Why? Because they wanted to wreck the old system so they could bring in a system that was even worse. And that's what it's about. Anything else, Bill?
Well, if they are completely taking control of it through doing this or getting more control, could they be possibly trying to use it so they can keep track of everybody and see what kind of beliefs different people have, that kind of thing, and using the medical system to do that?
I don't think that's a primary reason. They already have everything else in place. They have a dossier on you. They have an FBI dossier, a CIA dossier, a DARPA dossier, an Office of Homeland Security dossier. They have all the dossiers on you. Certainly, they listen to all of your telephone conversations through Project Echelon. They certainly read all of your emails. They read all of your faxes. And I'm talking about everyone in America. This is done by NSA, the National Security Administration, under Project Echelon. Do you know Project Echelon, Bill?
Yeah, I do. I know about that,
ECH,
and the InfraGuard and all of that.
Well, basically, they don't need us to need the information from Medicare, although for this new system, although I'm sure they'll include it there. But they have their cameras in place. They're watching everything you do. If you have a car with GPS, they can watch you. If you have one of the more advanced cell phones or an iPod, they can watch you and listen to your conversations, even if they're turned off. This is where we are today. They don't really need the Medicare, although I'm sure they'll utilize that as well. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go?
Yeah, I just think that this is getting into kind of weird when they're saying that people have to buy something. It's really, I've never heard of that before, but, you know, they're celebrating it like it's on a lot of the news stations, like it's some kind of a progress.
But it is, because you see, the media is controlled in America. And certainly here in where we are, where we live in Santa Cruz, we're fortunate. We do have a small radio station that gets the truth. That's my radio station. And then we have a large 10,000-watt station that's getting the truth out. But most of the radio stations across America, I'd say that 90% of them are controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And there's, but we do fortunately here in America still have the ability on some radio stations, and now with shortwave and internet and satellite, we do have means of reaching people. We can even reach people by telephone, and basically they have a telephone with unlimited minutes. They can listen to our programs 24 hours a day through the Genesis Network. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and more people are waking up. We've just got to wake them up before the dictatorship is established. Hey, look, thanks for calling, Bill. Really appreciate it, and don't despair. Right now, I hope you'll join and work with the people. The Lawyers for Ron Paul has an excellent program. Whether we win or lose on this issue, more and more people are going to wake up to the fact that the elections are rigged and that they infiltrated Ron Paul's campaign.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about that, too, is if you thought, why did he quit so early? Do you think that he was threatened or something?
He may very well have been. Suddenly he was surrounded by people who were working against him. They've isolated him. And suddenly I think Ron Paul is a very courageous and certainly moral individual. Well, I think there are tremendous pressures on him from within his own campaign. And maybe they threatened his family. They certainly did that with Ross Perot. That's one reason he dropped out. And, of course, they basically when he tried to come back again, they just told him the facts of life and that he would be and his family would be killed if he persisted. I don't know what they did to Ron Paul.
And they killed Robert Kennedy and JFK.
So. Right, and they killed Martin Luther King, and they killed Sidney and they killed, tried to kill George Wallace. We're dealing with not nice people. Anyway, just keep listening, Bill. Get other people to listen, and God bless you. Okay, let's go to Paul, who's calling us from Texas. And, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is open lines because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. How are we doing, Paul?
Outstanding, we're well here.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes.
What part of Texas are you calling from, and how are you hearing us there?
I'm from Galveston.
Your whereabouts?
Galveston.
Galveston, how are you hearing us?
On the computer.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that's a wonderful way to get it, get good reception there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, both. Dr. Stan, I've been listening to you for years and watching your videos, and I agree with you 100%. And one thing your program lacks is you don't bring up things like Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't bring it up, but you're absolutely right. The love of money is the root of all evil.
You know, I listen to Alex, and he says, when you get down on these, pray. He's right. And I have hope because, you know, you keep my sanity, listen to people who know what's going on. But will you please, Dr. Stan, show how this fits in the Bible prophecy?
Well, we try to, something we try to get people listening, and then whenever we have a chance, we try to bring it around to Bible prophecy. And of course, we have Pastor Billy Crone on a regular basis at the bringing his final countdown concept. This idea that what we're seeing today is the fulfillment of prophecy. But I agree with you. This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Anything else?
That's all I ask is bring the Bible into where this works in. I looked at your website. There's a cross up there. And you're supposed to stand up for that and ask you that you do that. I don't disagree with you on anything. But please bring the Bible into this. How what is coming on in these days is written in the Bible.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, Paul?
You know, that's all I say. I won't be critical, but, if I had your voice on the radio, that's where I would be preaching.
All right, fine. Well, because I'm an orthopedic surgeon, I'm a historian, but I recognize the truth of what you say, that this all fits into biblical prophecy. Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. Let's go to Eric.
God bless you.
Right. Hi, Eric, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the U.S. Constitution seems to intimate that the District of Columbia, United States, is defined as a 10-mile square district, and that its legislative authority applies only to that area and any other places that have been sold to it or ceded to it. Okay, that's the first thing.
Okay, so, well, where are you going with this? So you're absolutely right.
Jack,
the District of Columbia is the only part of the United States that is to be run by Congress. The Congress is not supposed to run anything else other than the District of Columbia. So that's a valid point. So
yes,
then
yes,
what?
That's what I was getting at. There are statutory acts such as whatever applies to Obamacare would apply only in those areas.
And that is the way that it should be, but unfortunately the Supreme Court has unconstitutionally held that the Congress can influence everything in the country, but your point is well made, and if you read the Constitution you realize that the Congress has no authority any place in America outside of the District of Columbia, right?
And in fact, Dr. Stan, Article 3, Section 1 identifies judges of the Supreme and Inferior Courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Now, I would suspect that good behavior would be defined as abiding by their constitutionally mandated duties. Wouldn't you agree?
You're absolutely right, and I think that we ought to impeach the people on the Supreme Court because they're not on good behavior, because they're expanding their authority. But nobody in Congress has the courage to stand up and say that because, of course, they know what happened to Jim Trafficante. They know what happened to Congressman George Hansen. They know what's happened to a couple of other senators who've had very mysterious accidents. People like Congressman Hale Boggs, who was in a plane, and when it went down, the FBI knew where the plane was and wouldn't allow any rescue efforts. Hey, we got to run, but God bless.
Sure.
Thanks for calling, Jack. Your point's well made. Let's go to Jim, calling from Wisconsin. Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, two comments. First, Congressman Ron Paul has a Texas state talk. Please write telephone number down every Monday update, 1-888-322-1414.
Give that telephone number out.
Yeah, 1-888-322-1414. Okay. Every Monday update. And also,
What is Ron Paul saying at this time on his broadcast?
Well, about the healthcare system and so forth, and every Monday update, if you dial the number, and it updates what's going on in Washington, everybody should dial that number. But also, I want to mention about the...
Hold that thought, hold that thought for just a moment here.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Oh.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoy our open lines. It's certainly our regularly scheduled guest, Cheryl Hancock. For some reason or other, we weren't able to reach her, so please give us a... we appreciate the people calling in. Now, of course, we want you to know that the decision by the Supreme Court was made by a Supreme Court judge appointed by George W. Bush. And George W. Bush was under the control of the same people who controlled Barack Obama, who controlled Bill Clinton, who controlled George Herbert Walker Bush. Yes, they even controlled Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan was given an offer he could not refuse. I mean, and basically, do you think it's just by chance that the man who shot Ronald Reagan happened to be the son of one of George Herbert Walker Bush's friends? What do you think the chances are statistically in a nation of over 300 million people that the one man who shot Ronald Reagan would be the son of a friend of George Herbert Walker Bush? Well, you have to understand that they kill our presidents, they kill people, they send our boys off to fight in no-win wars. You need, of course, to get my talk on an interview I did with Professor Anthony Sutton. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It goes into how that we finance the communists, we finance the Nazis, we finance the North Vietnamese. All of the wars have been phony. And if you haven't certainly read the essay by Major General Smedley Butler, it's up on my website. It's called War is a Racket. Go to your search engine, type in Radio Liberty, Major General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket, and read what General Butler said. He didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, but he understood that the wars we fought have all been phony. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talks on The Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret. You need to get our latest DVDs on geoengineering and how, of course, they're actually changing our atmosphere. You need to get my talk on on the hidden agenda. It goes into the background of water fluoridation, how they're poisoning our children with water fluoridation, specifically targeting the blacks. You need to get my syllabus by the same title. You need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. It goes into vaccinations. We have so much information. You can get it off our website, RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to get a catalog, why, we'd, of course, be glad to send it to you. If you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, right now we could certainly use the help. We're having some financial problems. And then, of course, if you have a product you'd like to advertise, give us a call, and, of course, you can then take advantage of our national, indeed our international audience, where our programs are heard on shortwave and the Internet and satellite and radio stations all across America. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will tell others about our radio program. Encourage them to listen. And then, of course, come to understand that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. If you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's 10-DVD series on the Final Countdown, you need to get it. It's available. You can get part one or part two. You can get his book. You can get part one in a 4-CD set. You need to understand what's going on spiritually as well as what's going on politically. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Pray for Alex Jones and certainly Joyce Riley and Chuck Crismeyer and Ron Paul and his family. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow night at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Show, you're in the right place. Boy, there's lots of news breaking today. A lot of it about the same time, so we'll be giving you updates and posting what's happening at the Power Hour so you can be aware of it as it happens. And it's going to be an interesting day. Fox News already this morning